This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report on border business.
Adam, can you give us an update on COSTEP?
Sure. We're still pushing forward with our regional effort. As you guys well know, COSTEP is a regional organization for economic development that has adopted 7 counties on the U.S. side and 10 municipios on the Mexico side. So really, you know, from our report findings back in 2019 and 2020, we felt, you know, that the region needed to be marketed a little bit different. We undertook, as I mentioned, the Mexico side, the binational aspect of our region as being one of our strongest, you know, assets. And that's why we're operating in this manner. I know that this effort is a 4-county region with the corresponding, Tamaulipas side as well. But we feel that we can somehow integrate that into our region, especially if marketing, we develop a new marketing slogan or a new marketing brand for the 4-county region in northern Tamaulipas. You know, COSTEP would still have their 7 counties, but would market this region with the flag of the branding that is agreed upon. We do our business, you know, outside recruitment. We feel that, you know, started trying to recruit companies in the automotive part industry because we have a great footprint already established here, medical device as well, and things like that. We did do a study on-demand occupations that were going unfilled in the region. And so those are some of the things that the foundation that we administer is taking care of. So, you know, our assets that we try to promote out there when we're on mission trips, either in Europe or in India or even throughout the United States, is really that the geographical location that exists here. We market ourselves as being in the heart of the American supply chain. And of course, the binational advantages. Our findings were that our GDP output per capita was very low. It's less than 50% of what the state produces and less than 50% of what the nation produces on a GDP per capita. And so our focus is to try to elevate that GDP and elevate the wealth of our communities. And the way we market our region is really our website at this point and really outreach missions to areas where that have shown interest in onshoring into the United States or reshoring into the United States. And as we're calling it with this group, friendshoring, right? And also bringing people to the region. And by people, I mean site selectors and companies that are looking to expand. As we started our program back in 2020, right before the pandemic hit, we realized that when you talk about South Texas, nobody knows us from Adam. I hate to say that, but, you know, yes, the RGV is very well branded, but it's primarily well branded in the Texas area. And when you talk to the younger crowds, it's probably branded more in the colleges as South Padre Island destination source for spring break. And with the winter Texans across the nation as a resort type, you know, facility. So we need to brand it more as a potential manufacturing. And as Jose Olivares said, you know, if we're going to pursue, you know, finance type things, we need to brand it as that. Couple of more things, you know, COSTEP really believes that the relationship with the Mexico side is critical. Not necessarily, you know, that all we're pushing for all manufacturing operations to land in Mexico. But, I mean, those of you that have been across and been to the maquiladoras and been to the industrial parks on both sides of the border, I mean, as soon as you see them, you see the difference in the types of buildings, the Class A buildings that they have. You know, they've been at this a lot longer than we have because, you know, with the NAFTA agreements, a lot of those maquiladoras established there, you know, back many, many, many years ago. So we have an uphill climb. But also, you know, with the nearshoring phenomenon, I think we have a great opportunity to garner industry in our region. The region of the seven counties and the 10 municipios has over 140 industrial parks, and there's new industrial parks, you know, popping up every couple of months or even almost every day. We have new bridges that now, are just opened up. I was at the Donna Bridge yesterday, you know, where the first few empty containers were crossing. So those are assets that we definitely need to work on exploiting. Coming together as a region, I think, when we looked at Borderplex Alliance and Greater Houston Partnership as a model and Greater SATX as a model for us to set up our organization, we saw that one of the biggest challenges is all the cities, as the judge said, all the cities and all the municipalities that we have here, and most of them have a regional, that have a local economic development organization that is being funded by tax dollars. The regional regional organization will need funding, a lot of funding. I mean, our report shows about $1.8 million just to have, you know, begin a process like that. We are funding our organization primarily with very few sponsors at this time, private industry sponsors and monies from our own pockets. And it's been very difficult because we're a staff of six. I know that the partnership does great things as well, but they're very similar, you know, and where they're using their own money and sponsor money, and they're a very small staff. So, I mean, the idea that Rolando Pablo mentioned about collapsing all the rest of the organization, I think is going to be a lot more of a difficult task to us, because it wouldn't just be collapsing COSTEP or collapsing the partnership and joining in one organization, but you'd have, just in Hidalgo County, as the judge said, you'd have 22 municipalities, potentially 22 EDOs that would need to agree to collapse and merge into one. So, and that's just one county. So it is a challenge, but I think it can be done. And I think we need to take baby steps. And I think the fact of creating a regional brand that everybody is going to embrace, I think is the first step. I think working with education is also a step that needs to be close to first in trying to generate the workforce pipelines that are needed to attract new business. That is the first thing that, other than the security, the first thing that pops up when we visit with foreign companies is, do you have the workforce pipeline that I need? I think we have the population, we have the right age, but as Pablo mentioned, Mr. Pablo's mentioned, we have to have the right training for us to attract that industry. I think as a region, we need to come together and establish which industries we're going to attract, and we can't be everything for everybody. So we really need to, the first few years, do a very concentrated approach to who we're going to try to attract in the beginning.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Adam.